So somebody made a comment today, and so I'm sitting here eating some soup. It's freezing outside, so let me eat this warm, hot soup and talk while I'm pretend like this is like a podcast. While we're just sitting down eating a meal together, you know. So you know the rapture is close. And put some pepper on my soup and some crackers. You know the rapture is close because everything's like a parallel. You got Christ and Antichrist. So as they bring on the 666 and the fake UFO invasions and all that, we already know what their plan is. They're going to try to say, oh, the Christians got caught up, the evil ones, you know. And as we see the day approach, and we know that I'm putting some MCT oil in my soup. There's no taste to it, but it helps you burn, like, the organs. All your organs have fat, right? And so it helps you burn the fat around your organs. So whether it's Elon Musk, whether it's Metaverse, the 666 is being revealed everywhere you look. I mean, look at Elon. I mean, come on. He bought Twitter so he could have all the communication for his AI. If you just look at the data points, it's completely obvious that they've got the 666 in place right now. And as soon as the church is raptured up, the mark, they'll put the mark of the beast on everybody, and they'll cut people's heads off who reject Jesus. They'll cut people's heads off who don't reject Jesus. And if you reject Jesus, you'll be a part of the hive. It's no, they already told you in the Star Trek movie, the Borg hive, you know. So all the movies told you, all the TV shows, it's all been here. It's all been revealed from day one. Everything is happening now. It's all a progressive revelation. The truth was revealed in Genesis 3. And we see Revelation playing out. As a progressive revelation, it's already been. It's already been told. We already knew the truth a long time ago. We knew the technology would show up. We know they're trying to upload people's consciousness to the internet. The cloud computing, you know. Jesus comes back in the clouds, right? And so, everything that they do has to point to Jesus, but it's in an anti-way. So as we see them building more and more systems in place, all these systems are to fight against Christ. All man-made systems are designed to fight against God and His program. It's really easy. When you decode this place and you look at the words and you see that the creation's fighting against the Creator, you see that in Romans 1. You see that most marriages are not, there's not any kind of true vulnerability. You know, Adam and Eve, they were walking around in the garden naked. That's not even, it doesn't necessarily mean it's literal, but I believe it's literal, but it's also allegorical and spiritual. That they didn't have any kind of weird stuff going on, secrets. and then they fell into sin and put fig leaves on. So that was to hide, instead of them being open with each other and honest, in the inner man, right? The kingdom of God is within you. Instead of them being open and honest in the inner man, let's say the woman's got some kind of insecurity or something. She tells Adam, say, hey, Adam, I'm insecure. Okay, let's talk about it. You know it's not real, but let's talk about it and get rid of that. But they didn't even have that before the fall. But two saved people who are married, they ought to be able to talk about this kind of stuff. Because the inner man's where it's at anyway. Such and such said this. Your mother said this and makes me think that you don't really love me. No, that's not true. Blah, blah, blah. Is my mom saved? No. Why would you believe somebody who's not saved? Let's talk about it. You know, I'm just trying to pick something out of the blue. Instead of letting it turn into a fight and an argument and all, just communicate. But everybody's hiding. This is not even about that. This is about the comment that is getting very close. I got my water dripping so the pipes don't freeze. Now think about that for a second. We can see the little drips, the little data points. We can see the return of Christ. Like, could be here. It could be here now. Everything's in place. Everything's in place. And the only reason he hasn't stopped it so far is because God loves souls, you know. And the age of grace is coming to an end. And he doesn't want to see people get their heads cut off and go through tribulation. It would be nice if the whole world would repent, but the ecumenical movement, everything that's going on, the internet was part of it. I mean, think about it. The internet was a precursor to the hive mind because everybody's connected, right? Then you got Neuralink. You got Twitter. You got comments. TV was a precursor because you could broadcast all over the place. Radio is a precursor. The 666 culmination is happening right before your eyes. And it's a parallel anti of Jesus coming back. In other words, as you see the 666 approaching, you can see Jesus approaching. And this is how you can know the future, because you already know that everything the governments are doing is to set up a blanket Big Brother surveillance that if anybody talks about Jesus, they get attacked. I mean, you saw what happened to Alex Jones. He was fine until he mentioned Jesus. You saw what happened to Trump. He was fine until he mentioned Jesus. You saw what happened to all the movie stars. They're fine until they mention Jesus, and then Hollywood kicks them out. And so it's all about hiding the truth that Jesus alone saves, that it's faith alone and Jesus alone. So yes, there's a culmination. And yes, those comments that people make on my channel, it turns the cogs in my brain to speak about stuff, because it's obvious. It's obvious. So that chicken noodle soup was so good, I'm going to eat another bowl. And so I think I'll end it here. And saints, you already know everything. You already see it happening. You know who's saved, who's lost. You already know. You already know. There's nothing new. It's already been preached on, talked about. go watch Chuck Swindoll and Adrian Rogers and Charles Stanley. And I mean, Charles Stanley probably doesn't, he's dead now, but he probably doesn't know what we know. You know, a lot of times these churches get caught up in a little box, you know. But if you step outside a box and you really meditate on what's happening, you'll see it's right in front of you. Facebook metaverse, a smaller and smaller box. Fake reality. Most husbands and wives are living in a fake reality. They don't even communicate anymore. The narcissism is growing. The selfishness is growing. Lovers of self is growing. Everybody hates everybody. Everybody's stabbing everybody in the back. The system's making up deep fakes, lying to people. The CIA admits they lie. They're proud of that. They enjoy that. And so we're just surrounded by a fake. And if you're real, you're like one in a million, you know. Praise God that you're real. Praise God that you just want the truth. And yeah, the rapture's right nearby. It's really, really close.